Watching wildlife documentaries can be a pretty traumatizing business. I find, well, they, you know, increase my anxiety. There's triumph and there's tragedy.
With the grass gone, all the elephants can scratch from the dust is withered twigs. As the herd moves on, this female faces a terrible choice: to carry on with her family or stay behind with her calf, who's becoming too weak to even stand. With the calf's last breath, she knows that her battle is lost.
When filming animals in their natural habitat, the cardinal rule is do not intervene. But if you were watching a group of penguins face the prospect of certain death after becoming trapped in a gully in a snowstorm, what would you do? A BBC wildlife crew who were filming the penguins decided to intervene to help save them. But should they have let nature take its course instead? The incident has sparked a massive debate. Max Mahler was formerly a wildlife filmmaker with Black Devil Productions in Hobart. He's worked alongside Sir David Attenborough himself in the past, and he joins us tonight. Welcome.
Hey, Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Should the film crew have intervened?
Look, first of all, you know, I have to say, I know Lindsay, you know. I know the cameramen involved. Personally, I know the director of the BBC, Mike Gatton. They are lovely people, but you should never, never intervene with nature.
Oh, I know what side you're on now. Okay. Well, when filming wildlife, why is that important in your view? Why should you never intervene? I mean, these penguins were in trouble.
Patricia, we're all in trouble. People are in trouble, you know, kids are in trouble. Nature is nature. We need to stop to making documentary with happy ending, because life is not always a happy ending. We have to let, you know, nature show us how beautiful it is, but also can be cruel. And our kids have to learn. They have to learn that nature is a beautiful place, but also is cruel. And that is the beautiful, the full, you know, nature means. That we should never, never play, you know, with nature, try to be God and save everything in nature, because we cannot. Unless, of course, if something has been man-made. If we see, you know, example, a platypus trapped in a main trap, you know, in a little crayfish trap, of course you're going to jump. I'm going to leave everything behind. I will jump in the water, save the platypus, because that trap should not be there. But in the, you know, in Attica Bay in Antarctica, they are in their own habitat. And you should not intervene.
Okay. Period. In this case, the crew didn't pull the penguins out of the gully, but they dug a shallow ramp that the penguins could try and use to get out. So it wasn't like, and actually someone on the text line has made this point who's seen this documentary, they didn't, the intervention wasn't that blunt. It was more like helping them out a little. Is that okay? Yeah. I mean, that's a bit different, isn't it?
When you cross the line, it's not different. You go a line, or you do, or you don't, and you should never cross that line, because we should, you know, documenting nature how it is. It's that's the beautiful. It's not stage. It's nature. That's the beautiful. Be a wildlife filmmaker to spend months, weeks, year, you know, try to capture that images that reflect the reality of the animal war. So we cannot cross that line, Patricia, ever.
Okay, so David Attenborough has told the executive producer of this BBC program that he supports their decision. Is that unusual? Because in the past he has said that he's proud of his role as an observer
only.
So you think it's quite unusual?
It's very unusual. I think it's more about that everybody tried to, you know, be supportive right now, because, it's just, to me, you know, it's like trying to make a happy ending in a way that we should never do. Sometimes you just wait. Sometimes you have to wait. Nature has shown you how beautiful can be an end, but also how cruel it is. But, yeah, surprised me a lot that Sir David said something like that, because before he used to be very strong. And he thought about left nature be how it is, you know?
Max. Yeah. But if you were filming humans, ooh, provocative question, Max, get ready for it.
Yeah.
If you were filming humans and you saw some human in trouble about to die, you'd intervene there, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Why would you do that? Why not with the penguins?
Because this is my thing to you. Some penguins were trapped, some crew saved it, and we got thousands of people tweeting and, media frenzy, oh, great job, save the penguins. Half an hour later, you're going to turn on the TV, you're going to see children starving in South Africa, children starving in Yemen, and what you do, you just change the channel and you keep going with your life. So human has double standard. Mm-hmm. We try to, because something is cute and beautiful, save it. But sometimes we forgot what they are here for. Sometimes we forgot that we should be look after our own people first before we start wasting our time tweeting and sending emails and Facebook photo about some, cute little animal has been saving in Antarctica. Just check the reality, who we are, when we turn our back to the people asking for money or keep starving in another part of the world. So to me, it's a double standard, and to me, it's something that cross the line.
Interesting perspective. Hey, Max, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Patricia, thank you very much.
Max Moller was formerly a wildlife filmmaker with Black Devil Productions in Hobart. He's also worked alongside Sir David Attenborough himself in the past. And, hard line from him. What do you make of his view? He says, no intervention, not even building a little bridge.